Trek show.
Take
We're
going
to take two.
Okay, everybody, I think you get your point.
All right, that was a better version, longer. So, welcome back. This is Mark and Simon's Soundtrack Show on Indie 101.5. And tonight, we are talking about football movies. And so, we played that intro there from the movie Rudy, which is a great movie about football.
You probably need to life. See that. That's a good movie.
And yeah.
With a hobbit.
Yeah, well, he was before he was a hobbit. So, I guess he got shorter after. I don't know.
Yeah, and someone chopped his feet off.
Anyway, so Mark and I are not football experts. In fact, I prefer football movies to live football because in football movies, you know the team that you want is always going to win.
The only game I've ever seen live is when I saw the
Argos.
Argos taking the Ticats like 20 years ago.
At the Sky Dome.
When it was called the Sky Dome.
Yep.
When we were only really there because Dan Aykroyd and the Blues Brothers Band were playing the halftime show.
Anyway, we've buried the lead here.
Yes.
The big news is we have a special guest tonight. Our first guest actually in studio since we were able to come back after the pandemic.
So let's welcome Tyler Chernowski
here on Indy 101.5, Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show. Tyler is a wide receiver, right?
Yes, sir.
For our own Hamilton Tiger Cats, number 88. Tyler, say hi.
Hey, everyone. How's it going? Appreciate you guys for having me out here.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for coming. Tyler, I'm going to put you on the spot. What is your favorite football movie?
It'd have to be between We Are Marshall and Rudy.
Oh yeah, right on. Good choices.
Nice.
I feel like I've seen We Are Marshall, but I don't remember.
Marshall's crazy.
Is Kevin Costner in We Are Marshall? Who's the guy? Who's the coach?
It's I want to say it's Matthew McConaughey for some reason.
Oh right, maybe. There's a movie with Kevin Costner where he's a cross country coach. And I get that one, and We Are Marshall.
It is Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well,
All right.
We're going to have to find some music from We Are Marshall because yes. I don't have any on the list here.
I'm sure we'll come up with something.
So let's go to my favorite football movie, and then we'll come back and talk some more. So my favorite football movie is Remember the Titans. Have you seen Remember the Titans, Tyler?
Many times.
Yeah. So I don't even, like I said, I don't even really watch football, but Remember the Titans actually, not only is it my favorite football movie, but it's actually one of my favorite movies.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In recent times, I've come to think that – if you haven't seen Remember the Titans, it's about it's based on a true story, and it's about a high school who is forced to integrate blacks and whites, and the football team that's their football team. Denzel Washington plays the coach who – he like knocks out the white coach. They want them
physically.
No,
because he was the equalizer. You could have done that.
Yes. Again, this was pre-equalizer. So, anyway, and then they become friends. The two coaches become friends, and all the team. It's a very good story. I'm sure the movie downplays the like violence and hatred between the racially charged stuff that was happening. There is some in there, but it's definitely addressed. But
so this is not the sequel to Clash of the Titans.
No, it's a great movie. Remember the Titans. If you haven't seen it, check it out. Even if you're not a football fan. And so, Mark, what do we got coming up from Remember the Titans?
We have Eric Burdon in War with Spill the Wine.
All right, right here on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show with Tyler Chernowski on Indy 101.5. We'll be right back.
was out strolling one very hot summer's day, when I thought I'd lay myself down to rest in a big field of tall grass. I lay there in the sun and felt it caressing my face as I fell asleep and dreamed. I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie, and that I was the star of the movie. This really blew my mind, the fact that me, an overfed, long-haired, leaping gnome, should be the star of a Hollywood movie. But there I was. I was taken to a place, the hall of the mountain king. I stood high upon a mountaintop, naked to the world, in front of every kind of girl. There was long ones, tall ones, short ones, brown ones, black ones, round ones, big ones, crazy ones. Of the middle came a lady. She whispered in my ear something crazy. She said, "Do one, take that pearl. Do one, take that pearl. Do one, take that pearl. I could feel hot flames of fire roaring at my back as she disappeared, but soon she returned. In her hand was a bottle of wine, in the other a glass. She poured some of the wine from the bottle into the glass, raised it to her lips, and just before she drank it, she said, "Take the wine, take that pearl, spill the wine, take that pearl, spill the wine, take that pearl, spill the wine, take that pearl, take that pearl, yeah, it's all yours. Spill that wine, let me feel, let me feel,
Back, Soundtrack Show 101.5.
And that was Norman Greenbaum, right?
Yeah.
With Spirit in the Sky from Remember the Titans. When I was researching tonight's music, actually, that song came up like four times from four different football movies.
It's an older one. It's a big one.
I guess it's the groove at the beginning. But it's funny that, it's basically Christian rock. It's always about when people are about to get violent, they tend to play this song.
Christian rock by a guy named Greenbaum.
I was going to say, it's funny that a guy named Greenbaum would write a lyric like "Gotta Have a Friend Named Jesus." But anyway, let's talk to Tyler some more. So like we mentioned, Tyler Trenowski from the Hamilton Tiger Cats is here. Tyler, if you wouldn't mind, share a little bit about how you ended up playing for the Tiger Cats, like your path to the CFL.
I started playing I started playing ball when I was in grade four for the East Mountain Tie Cats and the HMFA and Hamilton Minor Football Association. I played there for about 6 years. I went to Sir Alan McNabb just on the West Mountain here and played there for 4 years, and I ended up getting recruited to go to Waterloo, University of Waterloo. I played there for 4 years, and I ended up getting drafted to the Tie Cats, I think 27th overall in 2020. So, yeah, kind of full circle there.
Right on. Congratulations. And off air, you were telling us a little bit about a setback you had when you were in grade 11. Like, talk about that?
Yeah, so injuries are a part of the game. This was actually, like, the first time I'd ever been seriously injured in football. It took almost 10 years, but... I was running a kickback on a kick return, first play of the game, and I made a cut, and a guy came in and flew his helmet right into my knee as it was bent, and it kind of just split my kneecap in two.
Oof.
And that didn't feel great for a while.
I guess.
Kind of like when you bang your shin off of something metal, and it's just like that.
Trailer hitch.
Yeah. It's like, oh.
Or when you're riding your bike, and you miss the pedal, and it swings back and hits you in the shin.
Oh, yeah.
Those are both bad.
Yeah.
Just felt like one of those. But, yeah, after that, just not a lot of universities were talking to me anymore, and kind of McMaster and Waterloo were the last two, and ended up going to Waterloo, and I think I made the right choice.
I think they made the right choice, too. I thought that story was besides being interesting because you're here and it's an interesting story, but I thought like that plays right into that sounds like something that would happen in a movie, this star player injured and then is he gonna come? No, he's not gonna make it. Oh, from the bottom. Oh, he's on top now again. Yay! You know what I mean? Like it's who do you think might play you if there was a movie? Who? What actor would you want to play you?
I have to say, I like Mark Wahlberg. I can't remember.
Tom Holland? No.
Spider-Man.
Tom Hardy is what I meant to say.
Tom Hardy.
Yeah. Very different Toms.
Yeah, not the same Tom.
We might see them together in a movie, though, in the future.
Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Tom Hardy's Venom,
Spider-Man.
Holland's Spider-Man. So.
Marvel twist in there.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to go. So we played some music from my favorite football movie.
We're actually going to play something from Tyler's favorite football movie.
All right.
So from We Are Marshall, two in a row here, and this is an old favorite of mine and a great tune to generate some
Adrenaline?
Adrenaline.
Pump
excitement.
You up.
Pump you up. It's a little Black Sabbath. It's Paranoid on the Soundtrack Show, Indie 115.
Now, love, let's be real. Never thought I could act this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone, and I just can't get it back. If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, the story always ends. If you read between the lines, you'll know that I'm just trying to understand the feelings that you lack. I never thought I could feel this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone, and I just can't get it back.
There you go, a little Canadian content for you. Gordon Lightfoot, if you could read my mind from...
We Are Marshall.
We Are Marshall.
That's quite the like turnaround. You went from Paranoid, Black Sabbath to Gordon Lightfoot. So it's like uppers and downers all at once. People are probably very confused right now.
That's okay.
I should say
that's how we like
person, them. The person that listens.
Yeah. So whomever is out there, thank you for that. But yeah, if we change gears too quickly, sorry.
Yeah. Hopefully you didn't fall asleep in your car while you were listening to that. Anyway.
No.
But it's a great tune. Great
tune.
It
is a great one.
Actually, just earlier today, I was listening. There's another cover by Stars on 54 that's kind of an upbeat
the disco
dance
one.
Version. That's a good version, too.
That works, too.
Anyway, let's talk some more football movies. What's your favorite football movie, Mark?
My favorite one would probably have to be Any Given Sunday with Al Pacino and Jamie Foxx.
Excellent. Are we going to hear some? Tyler, have you seen Any Given Sunday?
Not a long time.
No. And from your recollection as a professional football player, what's your opinion of Any Given Sunday? Good, bad.
Honestly, I haven't seen it in so long.
Oh yeah,
come to mind right now.
The one really awkward scene, which I always found was amusing. Mm-hmm. Is where Cameron Diaz is the owner of the football team,
uh-huh.
and she's in the locker room just talking business with this big guy, the linebacker, whoever, but he's hung to the floor,
mm-hmm.
and she's just having this conversation with his face.
Good for her.
Yeah, that's very professional.
Are there any Cameron Diaz types hanging around the Tiger Cat locker room or?
Oh, no.
No?
No females allowed in our locker room or anywhere near it.
It's probably for the best.
Especially if it's cold out.
Yeah. All right. Let's have some music from Any Given Sunday here.
So from Any Given Sunday, a little Kid Rock with Ba Wa Da Ba.
All right. Right here on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show, where we're here with Tyler Chernowski, number 88 from the Tiger Cats on 101.5. We'll be right back.
CIOI, Hamilton's home for alternative. Indy 101.5 FM.
We're back here on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on Indy 101.5.
You're rocking the disco there.
Yeah, and those last couple of selections were from the movie Any Given Sunday.
Yes.
And joining us today in studio is Tyler Tanowski from the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Tyler, I had a whole bunch of questions I was going to ask you, and then we got talking about
other
stuff.
You got to the end of the season last year.
Oh, yeah, right.
So congratulations on that, making the World Series. That's fantastic. How many baskets do you have to get?
Why don't you give us how are the Tiger Cats doing? How are things going this season? Why don't you fill us in a little bit on how are things are going? And I know you'd like them to be going better, but let's keep a positive attitude.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. They're not going the way we obviously want, but it's all kind of at our own will, I would say. Like, we kind of shoot ourselves in the foot at any given moment in the end of the game, and it's something that we have to finish, like, and we have to keep working at practice and keep kind of preparing and put in the time and effort into this for the rest of the season to get that playoff berth that we really desperately want and that we are trying to work extremely hard towards. But yeah, at the end of the day, it comes down to execution, and players make plays, and that's what we have to come out and do the rest of the season. But it's still all in front of us right now.
Right on. And we talked about this off air, but I asked you sort of like, is becoming a professional football player like everything you ever thought it would be? Or what do you think? Like,
oh, yeah. Like, it's definitely living the dream is kind of the phrase I kind of go by. And I definitely am. Like, I dreamt about this as a kid playing for the Cats. hometown kid for Hamilton, and kind of that was the dream growing up. So definitely living the dream, but to be a pro football player, I don't really see the difference what I thought I was going to see and feel. When I went out there, it was just ball at the end of the day. It's still football, just like kind of performing your way through school. Like, it's still school at the end of the day.
Right. I get that.
You know what I mean? Like,
perspective-wise, it's probably a good thing to hang on to.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, you don't want to let that moment kind of get in your head, because that can bring in nerves, anxiety. It can bring good pressure, too, but, like, I kind of like the – it's just ball, like,
yeah. Or the ego.
It's a game, yeah. Ego too, like, kind of, you're not really anything, like,
right?
You're out here. I'm really an entertainer at the end of the day. Like, I'm a pro athlete, but the business is to entertain.
Very true.
So
yeah, it's a good way of looking at it for sure. And so I was also wondering, you know, this being Hamilton and Canada. And, you know, Ontario, like, why'd you end up a football player, not a hockey player, do you think?
Well, in youth hockey in Canada, you can't hit. And I had a problem with that growing up. So I always played soccer. I played soccer for...
Did you ever take your skate off and stab a guy with it?
No. Oh. Many, many tempted times, but never went through with it. But
probably for the best.
Hockey was... I loved hockey. I don't think I was the smoothest player out there. I was definitely a very raw player when I was a kid, but yeah, it was kind of the hitting, and you couldn't have any physical contact in soccer, hockey, anything I was really playing at that time. And can't believe I'm blanking on his name. His first name was Kyle, but I forget his last name. He got me kind of introduced to football in grade four. He was...
I remember. I know who you're talking about. He had a sister, too.
Yeah, he played at STM.
I can't remember Kyle's. Kyle. So... to fill the listeners in on our private conversation here, Tyler was one of my students when he was in grade 7 and 8, when I used to teach at Lawfield, and Tyler was attended there. Anyway, we're going to move on with some what? What are we going to do now? Oh, yeah.
Friday Night Lights.
So, Tyler, your professional football opinion of Friday Night Lights. Good movie, bad movie? What do you think?
I personally think it's a great movie. I think that it... especially after what I was kind of talking to you guys about before, about like the culture of like American football and what it means, especially in a small town in Texas. Like, that is what...
That's religion.
That is...
That's going to church.
Exactly. Yeah. It's Friday night. The whole town is shutting down. Like, I had a teammate, Travis Vorkall. He played high school ball in Texas, small town. The town had 4,000 people population. Stadium held like 8,000.
Right.
And they would sell 10,000 tickets.
Wow.
For a small, little, rural town in the middle of Texas.
So in perspective, how many people does Tim Hortons Field hold?
Tim Hortons Field, I want to say it's around 24,000.
So basically twice as many. So they sell out half of Tim Hortons Field. I still call it Iverwin. I'm sorry. But anyway, yeah. Cool.
It is crazy. They love their football.
Yes, they do. Sorry. All right. Let's have some tunes from Friday Night Lights.
One of my personal favorites will Run DMC. It's Tricky.
Right here on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on Indie 101.5.
This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock
around.
That's right.
On top.
It's tricky. Here we go. It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right. On time. It's tricky. It's tricky,
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 tricky.
It's tricky to rock around, to rock around. That's right, on time. It's tricky,
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 tricky. I met this little girlie. Her hair was kinda curly. Went to her house and bust her out. I had to leave real early.
Are really sleazy. All they just say is please me, or spend some time and rock a rhyme. I said it's not that easy. It's tricky to rock around, to rock around. That's right, on time is tricky.
How is it, Dave?
It's tricky,
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 tricky.
It's tricky to rock around,
to rock around.
That's right, on time is tricky.
Tricky,
tricky, tricky. In New York, the people talk and try to make us rhyme. They really hawk, but we just walk because we have no time. Windows don't mean nothing, they know who's inside. It's tricky to rock around, to rock around. That's right, on time is tricky.
How is it, D?
Tricky,
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 tricky.
It's tricky to rock around, to rock around. That's right, on time is tricky.
It's tricky,
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 huh.
banging, phone keep ringing, cause I make up all right.
I'm not bragging, people nagging, cause they think I'm a star. Always tearing what I'm wearing, I think they're going too far.
A girl named Carol follows Daryl every gig we play. Then she dissed her and dismissed her, now she's shocking Jay.
I ain't lying, girls be crying, cause I'm on TV. They even bother my poor father, cause he's down with me.
It's tricky to rock around, to rock around. That's right, on time is tricky. Oh, it's sad.
Tricky,
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 tricky. It's tricky to rock around, to rock around. That's right, on time is tricky.
Strong.
Yo, Chuck, these dirty dribblers are still front on us. Tell them that we can do this, cause we always do this. Ha ha, yeah, boy.
Bass, how low can you go? Death row, what a brother, no. Once again, back is the incredible rhyme animal, the uncannibal beast. Public enemy number one, 5-4 said freeze, and I got numb. Can I tell them that I really never had a gun? But it's the wax that the Terminator X bun. Now they got me in a cell, cause my records they sell. Cause a brother like me said, well, Farrakhan's a prophet, and I think you wanna listen to what he can say to you. What you wanna do is follow for now. Power the people say, make a miracle, keep up the lyrical. Black is back, all in, we're gonna win, check it out.
Yeah, yo, come on.
Here we go again. The brother is madder than mad at the fact that's corrupt like a senator. Soul on the road, but you treat it like soap on a rope, cause the beats and the lines are so dope. Listen for lessons I'm saying inside music that the critics are blasting me for. They'll never care for the brothers and sisters. Why, cause the country has us up for the war. We got to get them straight. Come on now, they're going to have to wait till we get it right. Radio stations are questioning blackness. They call us a black, but we'll see if they'll play this. Bring the noise! My DJ is warm, he's X, I call him Norm, you know. He can cut a record from side to side. So what the ride, the glide, what should be safer than a suicide? Soul control beat is the father of your rock and roll. Music for watching, for witching. You call a band, man, making a music of music. But you can't do it, you know, you call them demos.
But we ride demos too.
What you gonna do, rap is not afraid of you. Beat is for Sonny Bono,
beat is for Yoko Ono.
Run the MC first, and a DJ could be a band. Stand on its own feet, get you out your seat. Beat is for Eric B and LL as well, hell.
Watch is for Anthrax.
Can rock bells ever forever, universal it will sell. Time for me to exit. Terminator exit. Bring the noise.
Yo, they should know by now that they can't stop this bummer.
Bring the noise.
Word up, man, they keep telling me to turn it down. But yo, play the play, ain't going out like that.
Come on. You stop being like a comatose. Stand my man, the beats the same with a bolster. Rock with some pizzazz, it will last. Why you ask? Roll with the rock stars.
They'll never get accepted as.
We got to plead the fifth, you can investigate. No need to wait, get the record straight. Hey, posse in effect, got flavor. Terminator, exercise checks, play to get paid. You got to check it out down on the avenue. A magazine or two is dissing me and dissing you. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Hey, yo, Grip, get the S1W. We got to handle this. We ain't going out like that.
Oh, Oh, yeah. Bring the Noise, Public Enemy, from the soundtrack to Friday Night Lights.
All right. Another great football movie, as we are talking about football movies tonight here on Mark and Simon's Soundtrack Show. And as we mentioned, in studio tonight, we have Tyler Tarnowski from the Hamilton Tiger Cats giving his professional opinion on the movies we're talking about today.
Yes.
As a professional football player. All right. What do we got next? What do we want to do next there,
Mark? I want to do one from each of the first and second of the longest yards.
Right. So the longest yard is
prison football.
So the idea, right, is that like the inmates are going to play against the guards. Is that how it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the 1974 version was with Burt Reynolds. And then it was remade in 2005 with Adam Sandler in the role that Burt Reynolds played. But Burt Reynolds is in the 2005 movie, too.
He wasn't doing anything else at the time.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Schedule was free that day.
Yeah. So what are we going to hear from Longest Yards?
From Longest Yard 1, we've got Saturday Night Special by Skynyrd. And we're going to do a little Red Hot Chili Peppers for the second one.
Right. And just as a sort of trivia note, Saturday Night Special was actually in the second one as well. It was in both. So, all right.
Covering the bases then.
Have you seen either of the Longest Yards, Tyler?
Yeah, Adam Sandler won many times. I didn't even know you. That would surprise me when you guys said original. I was like,
yeah, it was original. I haven't seen the 1974 one either. Have you? Yeah. All right.
Watch that now.
All right. Here we go with Saturday Night Special. Skynyrd, 101.5. Take it easy.
One, two, three. Like special.
And I'd like to tell you what you can do with it.
We're back. That was Chili Peppers doing Stevie Wonder.
You know, I was just thinking on my way in here, like, that, you know, Anthony, how do you say his last name? Kiedis? The guy who's the singer for Chili Peppers? Kiedis. He is not the greatest singer. That was balls to take on Stevie Wonder. And they're like, what was that? I think that was the first album he was the singer. It wasn't the Chili Peppers' first album, but they did a great job of that tune. Anyway, we're moving to the end of the show here. We're getting close. Pure Phase, Dylan and Tom are not in tonight, so we'll be leaving you with the auto programming, but it's still good tune, so stay tuned.
Yes.
We're here. Before, just in case we forget, I want to thank Tyler Tanowski from the Hamilton Tiger Cats for joining us here tonight. Tyler, thanks a lot.
No problem.
Appreciate it, sir.
Yeah.
Appreciate you guys.
All right. We're going to be playing some we're going to stick with Adam Sandler because we were just listening to stuff from The Longest Yard with Adam Sandler. And we are going to be sticking with the classic, The Waterboy.
Classic is a strong word for The Waterboy.
Yeah, well, yeah, it is. It's classic Sandler.
There you go.
Tyler, is there a Waterboy in the Tiger Cats? Do they have water boys or water people or
it's our,
water persons?
It's our trainers, or like our athletic trainers. They kind of bring the water out to each group. In training camp, it's nice because you have a bunch. They're called student trainers,
right?
That are like in college or have already graduated with a kinesiology degree or some kind of sports medical degree.
Yeah.
And then now they're in their AT programs, and this is kind of like a co-ed or
a co-op. Yeah. Co-ed, yeah.
Co-op. And yeah, we have like one for each individual receivers, DBs, linebackers, running backs.
Right.
For each person, and then they all get kind of their own.
Nobody, and no Adam Sandler esque ones, though, right?
No, we have
no Gatorade, just water.
Yeah. Yeah.
No water. No Adam Sandler level water boys.
Yeah.
Go out and.
It's probably for the best.
I really enjoyed The Waterboy. I thought it was a funny movie. And I also thought it was hilarious. Like, Kathy Bates, like, this Oscar-nominated, I think, winning, right?
Yeah.
She won for Misery, right?
Yes.
So, Oscar-winning, you know, actor is in this silly movie about this guy who, you know, gives out water and then he ends up playing, right? Because
yeah,
he has all this rage that they – and the Fonz is the coach,
yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Henry Winkler is the coach. Yeah. What a great movie. Probably wouldn't fly today. You wouldn't be able to pitch it to a studio today, but I'm glad it exists. So let's get some Born on the Bayou from The Waterboy here on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show, 81.5.